Now, back to the Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So you've had a property in your family for, let's say, 50, 70, 100 years. Maybe it's been passed down generationally. And emotionally, there are ties to this property, but it could be developed, so it probably has some real upside to it. We went through a process recently with a couple of, actually three family members in Fairfax, Virginia, of helping them evaluate the potential value of the property and then selling that potential value to try and achieve our highest and best price. We've done this with other sellers as well, whether it's land itself or a house that should be sold as is. Now, some of our sellers want to sell without a sign, without a lockbox, without it even being in the MLS system. They want to do it quietly, which is a system that we've created here at the Eric Stewart Group to market our real estate before it goes on the open market, oftentimes, and sometimes only quietly. Let me explain. So the quiet, and I call it quiet because it's not silent, we actually share information. We share information by word of mouth with local agents who may be near your property that might have buyers who are looking for it, and we'll do this by phone oftentimes. We'll do it through an email to a network of the top real estate agents that we are a part of and have been invited to be a part of because we are one of those top agents in the area. And lastly, we will post a property in our Coming Soon section of our website. Now, the Coming Soon section is a means of people getting information on listings before they come on the open market, whether they're in as-is condition or not. And for you, we would show your property personally. As opposed to there being a lockbox, we would actually go out, turn the lights on, walk people through the property, explain it, or just walk them around the property if the house is not habitable. And this works well for us with certain kinds of real estate. And each year we'll sell five or six houses this way. So it's a viable means of marketing a property concurrent with preparation. So if you are thinking of selling your home because it needs to be sold as is without any improvements, then you're not doing the preparations. We're just quietly marketing it with no sign, no lockbox, and so on. But if you're actually going to get your home ready to go on the open market, let's say in the spring of 2018 or the fall of 2017, you may want to call us and have us discuss with you the quiet listing as an initial approach to marketing. Building buzz and excitement for your property, creating anticipation for the property that it's going to come to the market, and possibly helping you avoid having lots of people come through the property and the inconvenience that follows that, and also paying a reduced commission during that window because we will not have done our traditional marketing strategy. We reduce the commission that we charge during that window. If that sounds interesting to you and you'd like more information, give us a call at our toll-free number. And we have an answering service that will answer and take your name and number, and then either myself or Terry or Steve or one of my team will call you right back to see what we can do to help you. That's toll-free, 1-800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. 800-900-9104. It's got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Yeah. 800-900-9104. Okay, maybe I shouldn't sing for a living. But you won't forget this number, will you? 800-900-9104. Or go to ericstewartgroup.com and you can submit some information, what's my home worth, and we'll reach right back out to you about that. The quiet listing, a great tool, sometimes the only tool. Find out more at ericstewartgroup.com. Now, how has the market changed? How does it change? You know, I say this, the fireworks go up and the sales come down. The truth is, the market inventory is at its bottom in Feb and March and increases up into June and then flatlines across July and August pretty much every year. So, for instance, in Potomac, Maryland, there are 409 homes on the market as of today. There were 409 homes on the market last week, 411 the week before, and the week before that it was about 412, so pretty much even. And it will probably stay that way because most sellers are not bringing their homes on the market right now because they think it's summertime, more people are not out looking during the summer, which is true, although we do have a pretty vibrant summer in 2017, a good market condition. What happens before this and what happens after this? Well, if we're at 409 today, it's hard to imagine that just 4 months ago, we had only 220 homes on the market in Potomac. Now, in September and October, we will jump by another 10 to 15, maybe even 20% in inventory. We might be at 440, 450, possibly 480, depending upon how many people bring their homes to the market. Now, let's think about this from both the buy side and the sell side. If a buyer is looking to buy, there is this anticipation of appreciation that buyers feel when the market is starting off in February and March, that they want to make a move too. They want to transition the kids' school district before the new school year, and so they'll make the leap in selling their home and buying another home during that window because it's the most convenient window. But if convenience is not the major consideration, the opportunity to negotiate a better value is always found from the 4th of July through the end of the year. In fact, I personally think your best time, when the highest inventory is out there, is probably in September, October, and November. Now's a good time, but I really think as a buyer, you're going to have a better chance of negotiating with a seller in the fall than you will at any other time. Why? Because that seller has been on the market sometimes for 6 months, and they're exhausted. They've tried to sell. Their agent has probably gotten them to make one or two price adjustments and essentially chase the real estate market down in pricing at the wrong time. So as a buyer, you could take advantage of that. Good news. Let's think too, if you're a buyer and a seller and you could potentially get a bridge loan on your existing home, you might want to take the risk of buying in the fall and moving to your new home and staging your old house to go on the market in February and catch that 4 to 5% jump in values each year. Yes, truly, you will see a jump in values in a market that has an intact bull quality to it, or at least fluidity like we do in the metropolitan area. The number of homes sold across the metropolitan D.C. area in May eclipsed May of 16, eclipsed May of 15. So we see actually good strength in the overall market. And yet, even if a market jumps, it trails off and prices drop. I'm selling homes right now for about 4 to 5% less than I was just 2.5 months ago. Can you believe it? And it's only because of one thing, and that's timing. So the market has shifted. We see about half the number of buyers coming through our listings. We see the inventory sitting, unless the house is adjusted to where the market is, kind of like going to the ocean. If you put yourself in front of the water and the tide's going out, you're not going to get wet. So at this time of year, when the tide is receding, you actually have to bring your house to the market. It's not going to come to you. So that being said, we can't all wait until February to sell our houses. So we just have to face the reality of the market that we're in. And by the way, there are sub-markets within the overall market where things are still incredibly hot. Properties in Southwest D.C. that come on the market around $600,000 are moving very, very well right now, usually sold within a week or 2 weeks, even right now. And that's been the case all year long, but not across the entire region. So as a seller, you want to think about selling your home for the most money and think about bringing your house to the market when you're going to get the best results. If you're going to try to sell now or in the next 3 to 4 months because you'd like to accomplish something before the year's end, fine, I understand it. Face the reality of price. Maybe you have to be a little tempered in that unless you're in a submarket like I just talked about. Or perhaps you want to wait until February and catch the wind as the tide comes in and floats all the boats. When the nadir of inventory occurs, the bottom, that means the nadir is just the absolute bottom of inventory. And that's true across McLean and Vienna and Fredericksburg and Prince George's County and Washington, D.C. and Germantown and points east, west, north, and south, like around the whole area. It's consistently following the same pattern over and over. And I've created charts for this very reason. When you call me now and you ask me for one of my team to come and meet with you and discuss with you how it is that we can help you sell your home, how, as you're interviewing an agent to decide who it is you want to hire, call us. Let us be one of the realtors that you're interviewing, and we'll show you our timing. We'll show you our presentation of how we accomplish our sales through the great marketing that we do so that you have a clearer understanding even of what I'm representing to you over the radio. I'll show you technical details that will help you. If you're analytical in nature, you'll have the answers to your questions. Call us at 800-900-9104. Again, that's 800-900-9104. EricStewartGroup.com if you want to submit a request online to talk with us either about buying or selling. And if you go to EricStewartGroup.com, you can search the internet. You can set yourself up on a search for the houses that are on the market in your neighborhood and get fed that information as they become available. It's really a great place to visit. Coming up next, how did we get 30 groups through an open house in 2 hours in the middle of the July market?